Monters, the end of snow-covered roads means more trips northward to Montreal. Depending on what route you take, you may pass a swathe of the eastern townships called the Brome-Missisquoi region. VPR's Rick Sangari recently spent some time touring the area's wine route. Rough gig. It's located just north of the Vermont border.
Val Caudalie sits just a few miles south of Dunham, Quebec's town center. The winery is ringed by beautiful ridgelines stretching from Mont Sutton to Jay Peak. In the tasting room, one of the vineyard's three partners, Guillaume Leroux, pours samples of the winery's products.
So at the Val Caudalie Winery and Cider Estate, we grow our own grapes and apple to make different wines, apple ciders, mostly a white wine, very refreshing and aromatic, and using our winter cold to making ice cider, sweet apple wine, late harvest wine. This is something that Quebec can make very well. So let's taste. First of all, the white wine. We grow about 20,000 vines, about 12 acres of vines, which doesn't make us the biggest winery in the area, but there's a smaller two, so everyone has his specialty. And for us, it is growing a variety called Vidal. So it's a French hybrid and very perfumey. This is what's great with the Vidal. You have a lot of expression. So very round and a little bitterness that recalls grapefruit at the end that gives a nice freshness to it. So it's a very easy and nice summer wine. This one here, it's a late harvest, so we'll pick the grapes beginning of December compared to the white wine that was picked mid-October. And here we'll just press the grape below the frozen point. Yeah, very aromatic as well, since the grapes are very ripened and we'll concentrate the sugar, so you'll have a honey aromas, very characteristic to the variety. We like to use apple. Yeah, we'll end the tasting with the ice cider, just a drop. It's very sweet. We will use mostly the Liberty apple that we'll press frozen, and that will give a nice caramelized apple aromas.
After tasting the wines at Val Caudalie, you're invited to hike through the beautiful rolling vineyards. This is just one of 21 wineries that are currently part of the route. Guylaine Baudouin is the marketing advisor of the Brome-Missisquoi Development Center.
The wine route is marked with the blue sign placed along the route. It's written Route des Vins, which is in French, with the big grapes in the middle. I would say it varies from 3 to 13 different kinds of wines that the winery produces. You'll have the rosé, you'll have white or red wines, you'll have sparkling, fortified, late harvest, and more. We're very proud that we have some wineries are very well known for their highest wine and have won a lot of many awards. It's impossible to visit all 21 vineyards in a day or even a two. We do suggest 3 vineyards in a day. You know, and of course, because at each stop you'll be tasting vineyards creation, we strongly suggest that you think of having a designated driver, definitely.
That was Guylaine Baudouin speaking with VPR's Rick Sangari. The Quebec wine route is located between Provincial Route 133 and Lake Memphremagog. You can find a link to the website at vpr.net.